Blog Talk Radio. Under the influence. Under the influence.
Thanks for tuning in to Under the Influence. I'm Esplan. Today's Monday mantra is, nothing can stop me today. Nothing can stop me today. Say it every day until I give you a new one for the new week, or you can create one. And the affirmation for the day is, I am enough. Say it in the morning, say it at night. When you're not feeling your utmost best, say it. I am enough. Today's TV show pick is Queen of the South. It's about a Mexican cartel that's run by a woman. And there's another Hispanic woman trying to steal her throne. It's very good. You have to watch it to see how the cartels do their thing and how they escape, like, near-death situations. And the Netflix pick is Jessica Jones. It's a Marvel comic, and it's about a super strong white woman who is a detective, and she's an alcoholic. And it really is a good show to see how she gets through her day. And yeah, two seasons, pretty good. I binge-watched it. I think you will enjoy it.
Under the influence.
Today's drink of the day is Dos Equis Amber. Amber. Yes, they have an amber, a darker ale, darker beer, pretty smooth, but I think it's stronger than the Especial, so I think you'll like it. And the wine of the day is Prosecco. It is a sparkling wine, and it tastes like champagne at all. Like, champagne is too bubbly. This has a light sparkle, and it's better if you serve it chilled. And the dum-dum-dum-dum of the day is, a guy goes into the store, he steals something. He runs out of the store, and he runs to his getaway car. Just so happens, the getaway car is the same make and model of his car, but he's at the wrong car. So they have him on camera, fiddling around, trying to get into the wrong car. So nervous, he just takes off running in the parking lot. Now, mind you, they have him on camera. They have him on camera filling in a store. They have him in camera going to the wrong car, trying to get in it. And they have his car. There was only maybe two or three aisles from where his car was. So in distress, he just took off running in the freaking parking lot. Now, that shit is hilarious. And then something that's even funnier is, when Trump went to London, they had this blow-up doll of, like, a crying baby and a pamper and little bitty fingers, little hands with a cell phone in it, because obviously he needs to tweet. Now, y'all Google that. It's really funny. It's a crying baby in a pamper, Trump doll. And so the people in the States want to get it, so they're trying to talk to the people over there that made it and see if they can ship it to the United States. That doll is really funny. And then salmonella. Salmonella was found in some Honey Smacks cereal last week. 70 people, 31 states, 24 in the hospital. It's the 15 to 23 ounce box. So I'm pretty much telling you, throw the Honey Smacks away. And if you feel sick or whatever, go to the hospital so they can give you some antibiotics to treat this salmonella. And that's in the Honey Smacks cereal.
Under the influence. Under the influence.
Okay, dating dilemma. The dating dilemma for today is called homeless side chick. Okay, there's a woman. She's living in a 3-bedroom townhouse. She doesn't work. She has 2 kids. A brand new vehicle, and the boyfriend has paid for all of this for 2 years. Something happens when she finds out that she's. So somehow, I guess she follows him to his house or what have you, and she sees the house, and the house is a freaking mansion, like it's huge. So she finds his car and busts out all his windows. The wife is wondering what's going on, and the boyfriend goes to the side piece, and he says, yeah, I'm married. Sorry I didn't tell you, but you can't tell my wife anything. And I've been taking care of you for 2 years, so don't say anything, right? Now, y'all know what a woman do when she's scorned. She calls the wife. So the wife sets up a meeting in her mansion. The side piece tells the wife everything. So now, him and the wife, they have a talk. She, of course, gives a second chance. Because it's his first time. And she lets him know that the side piece must go. Right? So now he goes to the side piece and tells her she has to move up. And he's sending the constables to kick her and her kids out. And he's repossessing the brand new car he just bought her. Wow. So, what would you have done in this situation? If you were the wife, what would you have done? Would you have taken him back? If you were the side piece, would you have just been quiet, knowing that, you know, everything that you have, everything that you've got, he got it for you, he's not tripping? Oh, yeah, and the side piece moved her sister in with her 1 kid. So, all these people are being evicted because, you know, a woman's scorned. She thought she was the main person. And, yeah, so now she's homeless, back to square zero, with no job, no car, and no house. Like, where is she going to go? And you know that the husband now has to have an ankle monitor on because, you know, he's not going to be trusted. So, I don't know. If you have any, you know, dating dilemma stories that you want to share, be sure to go to my Facebook page. I have 2 of them. That's Under the Influence with Eslet Bryant. And leave your story or leave a message, and I can contact you and I can get the information on your story. Because this story came from someone in that same, that did the same thing. Well, yeah. So, yeah, if you have a dating dilemma, you know, let me know. So I can share it on the show.
Under the influence.
The scoop for today. So, mobs slaughter 300 crocs in Indonesia after a croc killed a man. The man was about to cut the grass for his cattle, and he went into some serene place, a serenity park, a pond or something, trying to get to wherever the field was that he needed to cut the grass for his cattle. Now, the police came because it was illegal to kill all these crocs. 300 crocs, ranging from all different, you know, sizes and ages. And the police didn't do anything because the mob was too big. They had machetes, hammers, and shovels as weapons. So these Indonesians had enough, and the cops didn't do anything. So, you know, what can you do? They retaliated. They were upset. And that source is from the USA Today. In Texas, they found a slave burial ground. In Sugar Land, Texas, to be precise, 95 bodies were found. They were freed slaves forced to work at prison camps. They found this burial site in April while digging to build a new technical school. Each body was in a wooden casket, and they were their ages range from 14 to 60 years old. Free slaves that were arrested, taken to prison to work on sugarcane farms. And this farm had the worst reputation of all the farms in Texas. They'll exhume all bodies in 3 months and rebury them with the help from the Texas Historical Commission. Know how many businesses is on top of various slaves or freed black African American Indonesian people who were, you know, taken against their will. And this source is from ABC News. Another story is very sad. This last story was sad, this one is sad. A 2-year-old daughter was sold for sex. Now, you're in Texas, too. A mom is 40 years trying to sell her 2-year-old daughter for sex. She is 25 years old. She entered an agreement with the undercover cop for him to buy her daughter. She was going to sell her for $1,200. Now, the daughter was taken into protective custody after this and praised the Most High that it was, you know, to an undercover cop. Just, I can't even imagine if she actually sold this poor little baby, you know, to some grown, nasty man. But she was charged with sexual performance of a child, and promotion of prostitution of a child. She will not be up for parole until 2038, and pretty much that's still, you know, too soon for me. And this source is also from ABC News. This is really sad.
Under the influence.
The veggie dish of the day. This source is from All Recipes. It is zucchini patties. Prep time is 10 minutes. Cook time is 20 minutes. The ingredients is 2 cups of zucchini, 2 eggs beaten, 1/4 cup of chopped onions, 1/2 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, 1/2 cup of shredded mozzarella cheese, salt to taste, and 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. In a medium bowl, you are going to combine the zucchini, the eggs, the onion, the flour, the Parmesan cheese, the mozzarella cheese, and the salt. Stir it well enough to reach even distribution. Heat your oil in a skillet over medium heat. And drop zucchini mixture by heaping tablespoons into the heated oil. Cook on each side a few minutes until golden. And you will serve with tomato sauce or sour cream. I hope you like this recipe for today, zucchini patty.
Under the influence.
And thanks for tuning in to Under the Influence. I'm S. Lynn. May you walk in love and in light and in peace.
Under the Influence.
The influence.